Penguin Audio presents The Double Agents by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV, read by Paul Hecht. Chapter 1. Schutzstaffel Provisional Headquarters, Messina, Italy, 0810, 26th of March, 1943.
You'd very likely be shot for saying such a thing,
SS-Standartenführer Julius Schrader said. SS-Obersturmbahnführer Oskar Kappler, an athletic 32-year-old tall and trim, with a strong chin, intelligent blue eyes, and a full head of closely cropped light brown hair, did not trust his voice to reply. The lieutenant colonel stood stiffly and simply stared at the colonel, a pale-skinned, portly 35-year-old of medium height who kept his balding head cleanly shaven.
"Of all people, my friend, this you should understand," Schrader added.
Taking care not to spill coffee from the fine porcelain china cup that he carried on its saucer, the Standartenführer rose slowly from his high-backed leather chair, then moved out from behind the polished, marble-topped wooden desk that dominated the large office. Kappler's eyes followed Schrader as he walked across the floor, also highly polished stone, past oversized portraits of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels. The images of the Nazi German leader and his propaganda minister struck Kappler as more oafish than inspiring, and over to one of the half-dozen floor-to-ceiling windows with heavy burgundy-colored drapes pulled back to either side. Sipping from his cup, Schrader looked out at the busy port of Messina and 5 kilometers distant across the Strait of Messina to the toe of the boot that was mainland Italy. The morning sun painted the coast and rising hills in golden hues and turned the surface of the emerald-green sea to shimmering silver. Schrader sighed, then added pointedly but softly, "Or perhaps worse, you should be sent to suffer a slow death in a concentration camp." Both men, Nazi officers in the Sicherheitsdienst, known as the SD, the intelligence arm of the Schutzstaffel, also called the SS, knew far more about that than they wished. Punishment for anything less than total commitment to Der Führer and the success of his Third Reich was swift and brutal. And they both personally had witnessed incidents in which those merely suspected of being suspicious, civilians and soldiers alike, had been summarily shot or shipped off to spend their final days toiling in the death camps. For those so sentenced, a bullet served as the far better option, even if self-administered, as it sometimes was. Obersturmbahnführer Kappler wanted to speak, but found it hard to control his voice so that it did not waver. Schrader surveyed the port. Cargo vessels flying the flags of Germany and Italy were moored at the long docks, loading and unloading, the cranes and ships creating long, defined shadows in the low angle of the sun. At anchor inside the sickle-shaped harbor were warships, 2 aging destroyers and a heavy cruiser, the Regina Marina, the latter easily 20 years old from the 3rd Division of the Italian Navy. Schrader thought, "The ships look beautiful in the morning light, but the fact is the merchant vessels have been weeks late getting here. Supply to all of our ports in Sicily, especially those in the south and far west, has been getting slower. Food, munitions, everything. And the Regina Marina treats us like some kind of stepchild, providing only weak, aging vessels for our protection. It is hard not to agree with my old friend, though I dare not say it." Schrader, still looking out the window, stated in a matter-of-fact tone, "We go back very far, Oscar. I have always supported you. Yet I must strongly counsel you not to continue with such talk, and will, even at great risk to myself for not reporting it, ignore that you ever said anything of the kind." He turned to glance at Kappler. He saw him looking off into the distance, slowly shaking his head in frustration, if not defiance. Kappler cleared his throat, swallowed, and found his voice.
"Yuli," he began softly but with determination, "I, of course, have always appreciated everything that you have done for me, and I certainly value you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?